Do you have any comment at all? I mean, since you're a Brit, you know, Britain seems to attract crop circles like iron filings to a magnet, Nick. Why is that?
Well, I'm going to say something which probably won't be too popular with some of your listeners, but I think that most, if not all, of the complex patterns, I believe, are probably made by people.
No, that's all right.
But I think that there is a genuine phenomenon in terms of the very simple circles, and that, you know, it hasn't gone away. It's just that it's not being reported when there are all these much more newsworthy crop circles which make much better pictures in the newspapers. And I think the answer there, frankly, is likely to be some form of meteorological phenomenon. But I don't buy into the theory that these are being caused by UFOs, either landing in some way and swirling these patterns or creating them with some sort of directed energy weapon. I just haven't seen anything that would support that.
Well, maybe you could explain to us how these intricate, amazing formations get done over acres and acres and acres of land without people getting caught and that sort of thing. We all wonder about that.
I think the first point is to stress that although people have this image of Doug and Dave as being the kind of archetypal
hoaxers, yes.
I think that firstly the answer is there are much larger teams of people out, so there's just more or less work for the individuals to do, and everyone has their little piece to do. The other answer to your question, and I'm going to have to choose my words extremely carefully here for legal reasons and not mention any names, is that, of course, some farmers might find it quite lucrative to have a pattern on their crop.
No.
Because the value of the lost and trampled corn pales into insignificance when you add up the fact that once word gets around, as long as you put a couple of people at the gate and take a pound of time for someone to come in and lurk, over the course of a long summer's weekend, certain farmers could stand to make several thousand pounds. Because the interest, of course, is that big. So, again, choosing my words carefully, the issue about not being discovered and things like that, well, they might have some inside help or even inside sponsorship to produce these patterns.
Well, I mean, you've certainly seen them. Some of them are gigantic, complex beyond all reason for a bunch of kids with boards or whatever.
Well, I think it's more sophisticated than that.
It must be.
I suspect people are doing computer programs. I suspect there are artists and designers engaged on this.
Let's say that I buy all of that. Shouldn't we have by now caught some people or had some people come up and admit they were part of a very complex scheme and then laid out for us how they've done it? Because looking at some of them, it just doesn't seem humanly possible, particularly for them to have formed in such relatively short periods of time. There is a legitimate, perhaps criminal mystery here.
Yes. Two answers to your question. Firstly, at least one person has been caught making crop circles and was actually charged and convicted of criminal damage.
Well, good.
The second answer is as to why the people engaged in really complex patterns wouldn't come out and say so. I think it would be like, killing the goose that laid the golden egg. Part of their motivation is to keep the mystery going.
Well, they're doing a damn good job of it for the most part.
I think of these formations as being art. And in a sense, I think to understand it, one has to look at the mindset of the conceptual artist, where for a conceptual artist, the effect of the artwork on the population is as much part of what they're creating as the pattern itself. And part of the conceptual art is, I think, getting these things in the papers, getting them discussed at at news conferences, UFO conferences, and wherever. Now, I know there's a very deep-held belief in the minds of many people that there's more to it than that. And
I know
I'll have just upset a big bunch of people, and I apologize for that.
No, it's quite all right.
I can't not tell you what I think, and that's what I think.
Okay. Well, I just, you know, I'm willing to follow that path with you, but it just seems the size and the quickness with which some of these are laid down, and then, of course, you mentioned the lights, right, that were captured on video. I mean, there is something, I'm sure that a lot of it is, I don't know, physics students maybe out having a blast at night, a lot of them, or something, but not all of them. And
well, I guess the last point that I would make on that is that, of course, I might be wrong, and I keep an open mind.